Das Chazor sagt nicht, aber ich kann es sagen, wenn Yehudim sagt, das geht ein Daf Yud Zayin. Mishnah erzählt, Echad oimer befonei nechtav, u shnayim oimer befoneinu nechtam kosher. Aber Ami Nehmer Yechanan said, the get is only kosher if the one who said befonei nechtav is a shliach, and is therefore as if two witnesses, because the shliach is given that credibility, so it's like two witnesses are testifying to the writing, and there are taka two witnesses who are testifying to the signing, therefore it's okay. However, if he's not a shliach, the one who says by himself befonei nechtav, the get would be puzzel. We see Rabbi Yechanan holds that when there are two shluchim for a get, they do need to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. Rabbi Asi said this would mean that in the previous case of the Mishnah where it says if two people say b'faneinu nechtav and one says b'fanei nechtam, the get is puzzle. But Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. So it must be that the Rabbanan would hold this way even if all these three witnesses were shluchim for this get. The back and forth of the Gemara on the last daf would be appropriate to repeat again over here. But the Gemara, the Taisa explains that the Gemara didn't want to have to repeat it again. You could really have the same back and forth that we had yesterday. As Zochmar Vaiter, at another time, Rabasi found Rami sitting and saying that the get is kosher even if the two witnesses are on the signatures are the ones who are the shluchim. From this we see that he holds that when two shluchim bring a get, they do not need to say b'faneinu nechtam, b'faneinu nechtam. Rabasi asked, you said different before. He said, no, my later statement is the more correct version. Zuck, the next mission of a get was written by day and signed that day, or written by night and signed that very night, or written by night and signed the following day, so it's really one date on the calendar, still the get is kosher. If it was written by day and signed the following night, so it means it's predated, because the date is an earlier day than it was signed and executed, in that case it's going to be possible. If Shimon says the get would be valid, because if Shimon says that all documents that are written by day and signed the following night are possible, except for a get of a woman. Why did the Rabbanan say that a get must be dated? Rabbi Yechonik says it's a gzeira for someone who's married to his niece and she's mezana while married to him, and therefore will face a death penalty out of compassion for his niece. He'll produce an undated get and claim that he had divorced her before this nus, thereby saying that it was not a capital offense. Rish Lakish says no, it must be dated so that the husband will not sell his wife's nichse melug, which she has rights to only during the marriage. He won't sell it after the divorce and claim that it was done, that it was before the divorce, which is undated and therefore hard to prove as to when it took place. He feels that a case of znus is not common and therefore the Rabbanan would not have made an enactment for a case of znus. Why doesn't Rabbi Yechanan say that Rish Lakish? Mar explains, because he holds that a husband has a right to nichse malug until the get is actually received by the given to the woman, received by the woman. Therefore, the date does not show when he loses his rights. It's only the time of the delivery that makes him lose his rights. According to Rish Lakish, we can understand why Rav Shimon allows a predated get. Because Rav Shimon holds that a husband loses his right to the malug from the time that the get is written and dated. Therefore, the woman can use the date to cancel any sale that happened after the date, even if she received the get sometime after the date. However, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why would Rav Shimon say the get is valid? Why is he not concerned for the niece who is mezana? Rabbi Yochanan only said his reason to explain the view of the Rabbanan. However, Rav Shimon would have to hold like Reish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we understand the basis for machlekes between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan, but according to Reish Lakish, what's the machlekes between them? Mar says machlekes would be regarding the husband's right to the malug between the time that he writes the get and the time that he has signed the get. The Rabbanan say he loses his right at the time of the signing. Therefore, if the get is predated and he sells something after the writing but before the signing, it was sold property. However, Beis Din will look at the date, assume it was signed on that day, and cancel any sale that was done after the date. Rav Shimon says he loses his right at the time of the writing, and therefore there's no reason to make a predated get puzzle. Frech the Gemara, we have learned that Rabbi Yochanan says that a husband loses his rights to malug at the time the get is written, and Rish Lakish says he loses his right when the time the get is given to the wife. This is contradictory to what we have now said. Mara says the views in this last statement should be reversed to make them consistent with what we said earlier. Abaye asked Rav Yosef, a Mishnah says that an undated get is possible chatchila but valid b'diavad. If so, how did the Rabbanan accomplish anything by requiring it to be dated if it's valid b'diavad? Mara says they accomplished that using such a get will make it that the chatchila she's also to remarry. Therefore, he will not be able to find a cipher to write such a get or witnesses to sign such a get. In fact, tomorrow he can have a dated get written and signed, and he can then just cut out the date, which circumvents the gzeira. Mar said, we're not concerned that someone will openly try to cheat and lie like that. Frech the Gemara, a get would be kosher with regard to the dating requirement if the husband simply writes the Shemitah cycle or the Yovel of the Shemitah cycle of the Yovel where it is, or which year in the Shemitah cycle it is, or which month of the year, or which week in the month. If so, what if the Rabbanan accomplished with Xera? Because since it's such a loosely dated get document still leaves open the possibility for the concerns of an undated get, the Mara says, even if only the Shemitah cycle is mentioned, it does accomplish something, since it can't be said that to have been written in the previous or the following Shemitah cycle, although there's a lot of room for concern, but there is something that was accomplished. In fact, even when you give the exact date, it doesn't tell us whether it was written at the beginning of the day or at the end of the day, but since it tells us that it can't be the day before or after, it's considered to be useful. The same concept can be said when only the Shemitah cycle of the Yovel is written. Ravina asked Rava, if a man writes a get and holds on to it for some time before giving it to his wife, in the hope that maybe he'll be able to reconcile with her and not have to use it, so the exer of having a date on the get has been circumvented. Rava said, people don't bring about bad things earlier than they have to be brought about, therefore a person will not write a get until he's actually ready to give it over to his wife. Ravina asked Ravashi, when a get is written and signed in Chutz Laaretz and then sent to the woman in Eretz Yisrael, which could take, let's say, up to 6 months, the get is dated, but the concerns that require a get to be dated still exist because it takes a long time from the dating until it's actually given to her. So the gzeirah is ineffective, l'chayra. Ravashi said, such a get is known by all to have been dated long before it was received, and therefore it can't be used to save the wife from the death penalty or to nullify the husband's sale of nichsei melug.